Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm here for the start of the Women's Second Division. We've got 18 boats due to take part in this. We have, at the top of the order, we've got Murray Edwards, Churchill, Girton, LNBC, Emmanuel, Sydney Sussex, Robinson, Fitzwilliam, Honiton, Hughes Hall, Burstonford, Jesus Christ, Pembroke, Newnham, Keys, St Edmunds, and making up the sandwich boat at the rear of the pack is Downing. I'll pass you over to Gemma, who's at Grass City, tell you what's going on there.
Yeah, at the moment there's not much going on. There's a few crowds just gathering, just getting ready for the race to start. And Tia's just further on near Ditton. Is there anything up going there?
Well, it's absolutely freezing here on the side of the cam. But we've had a really exciting afternoon with very slow bumps in M3. But now coming up, we've got the Women's Division 2. So we're hoping that'll be as exciting as it has been all afternoon. Back over to Rob.
Thanks for that. The crew's there just making all their final checks and everything. It shouldn't be long before the minute starting again is going. It promises to be a very tight and competitive race. The previous race in the men's division was probably the best I'd say I've seen this afternoon, and I hope that there's similar entertainment here. The temperature, I must say again, is plummeting all the time, although there's only this is the penultimate race of today. It promises that Murray Edwards will be looking to maintain their top spot, so it'll be interesting to see the progress of Downing, who I believe you rode for in the past, Gemma.
Yeah, I did. I'm a bit of a Downing fan. I've got to admit, I might be cheering myself. Downing are doing really well this year.
Do you know any of the people in the boat today?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. Just giving them a cheeky wave as they row past today, I think.
It was quite funny. Literally, as I just asked you that question, a woman walked past me and looked at me and just go, "Ooh, are you asking me a question?" And I was like, "Sorry, love, someone down the other end of the line." There's all sort of entertainment going on here today. There's lots of spectators actually saying that earlier on there wasn't too many people about, but it looks like the higher the division we get, the competitiveness increases, and the coverage, let's hope, will stay as quality as the racing will be. Kerry, do you have anything more to add before we start?
No, I hope
that
it'll be an exciting afternoon.
Well, I think this should go pretty much the distance. I think in the earlier races, most of the entertainment sort of happened at this first part of the course, but it looks like that. As you can hear in the background, we are 1 minute away from racing, 1 minute away. I hope people at home have been enjoying today's coverage. This is my first Lent Bumps. I think we've resolved a few technical issues now, and now you can hear my lovely dulcet tones on Cambridgeshire Radio, a natural home, some might say. Gemma, how do you think today's race going?
Pardon?
I said, Gemma, what do you reckon will happen with your Downing lot? Do you think they'll make good progress? It's all going to pile into significance because the crews are being pushed out. We're almost ready to get underway here, just under Starr's orders. We're holding the ropes. I'll give you an update. Cannon's due to go off any second now. Here we go then. It's the Women's Second Division Lent Bumps 2013 here on Cam FM. This is your commentator, everyone's picking it off. And Murray Edwards at the top of the pack making up good time here. They're professional, they know what they're doing. Second behind them is Churchill, who are about half of the boat length behind them at Girton. Girton are being hotly pursued by Lady Margaret. Behind Lady Margaret is Emmanuel. So far, I can't see any bumps. There's not too much going on here. The gap between these are about a day and a half. Behind Emmanuel, we've got Sydney Sussex coming to view. And we see just over there, Sydney Sussex being chased down by Robinson. Robinson looked like they just possibly caught a crowd early on. They're not much going on. They came out of the middle now, Gemma.
At the moment, I can hear lots of shouting. But at the moment, the boats haven't quite come round. Is there anything more going on with you, Rob?
No, well, it's interesting. The gap now between Robinson and behind them, it must be half a boat. I mean, it's really, really catching there. The Robinson crew have been Nice that, Cox, really getting a good team through there. I really think there's a couple of fans around the corner for you, so we might have to keep an eye on that one. The gap between Fitz and Honiton was about 2.5 lengths. Any action around the corner now, Gemma?
Yeah, right now I can just see Murray Edwards, W1, coming around the corner. Behind them is Churchill, W1. They look fairly on station. A bit behind that, the Gersh is W1. On their heels looks to be LNBC W2. All rowing very strong at the moment. They just really seem to be but some action at the moment down here. Anything for you, Rob?
Well, now we're getting into the sort of middle order of the pack. I think I can just be first and third. They really are. The gap between them and Jesus is narrowing all the time as I'm speaking. I could be witnessing a band. It looks like they're just going to have to hold out. But as you can hear, they're entering a pretty loud and behind Jesus about 45 lengths out. It's Christ. By Christ, about 4.5 Pembroke. Between Pembroke and Newnham, there's a good clash going on. But Gemma, what about their band as I was talking about, which was in Hoxie around the corner?
At the moment, Gert and W1 are just coming past me, but LNC W2 are catching Gert and W1. Probably about 4 lengths in it. Behind them, on station, is Emmanuel W2, and then you've got Sydney W1, and then there is a large gap, and I think I can see a bump just on Brown First Coast corner. Rob, what's going on there?
I can't make it out in the distance, but I can confirm the husband of time. I will look into that and be able to tell you just by the end. Newnham are making excellent progress in Pembroke. I honestly think there's going to be another bump at that part of the course very soon. Towards the back of the pack, there's been all sorts of carnage. It looks as if Keys, St Edmunds, and possibly Downing have all hit. I think I might be able to confirm that St Edmunds have bumped Keys, possibly. Now back to you, Gemma. Have you got anything to report?
Hi Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you? Have you got anything to report at all?
We just had Murray Edwards and Churchill row past. So Murray Edwards in their nicely named octopus boat probably had about 3 lengths on Churchill. And then there is an absolutely massive gap coming up, and it looks like Emma is the next boat. So I'm going to call a bump by Lady Margaret W2 on Gert W1. I didn't see it, but judging by the gap that's been left, and sorry, over to Gemma.
Newnham has just pulled in. Pembroke have just been bumped by Newnham W2. I can confirm that that bump has happened. Cox conceded. At the moment as well, Price W2 are just throwing straight past me. Is anything happening further on here?
He's got Cameron, this is Diesel coming up. But I mean, they're very far off the boat in front, and we've got what looks like.
Basically, it's only Downing have just sort of come past to complete the order. Over the action at my part of the course is over. I think that's hand over to Gemma now.
Yeah, at the moment, I think all the boats are just pulling in. There's nothing else here.
Okay, over to me. I've just seen Emma W2 go past, and Sydney Sussex probably a good 3-4 lengths. The next boat I've seen is Homerton. So that suggests probably a bump by Fitz W1 on Robinson W. Can anyone confirm that?
I think, Tia, are you in a similar park? Are you able to confirm that?
Have been bumped.
That's excellent stuff. Any final comments, Gemma, where you are at Round Grassy Corner?
There's actually not that much bump action happen around Grassy Corner. The only bump that I can physically see is the one by Newnham up on Pembroke. So at the moment, I'm just starting to right back.
Gemma. I'm going to call another bump here, so I've just seen Hughes Hall, W1 Road Pass.
Downing, we're right on Eddie's.
Okay.
Then Downing, like, goes and sort of crap, drops straight off.
Okay. I've just been speaking to a couple of the stewards and they're saying that I think Eddie's might have bumped Keys. If there's any other, we'll go have a quick rundown. That's the only one which I was able to witness.
Rob, can I just bring you a quick update?
I'll go and far away, mate.
So I think I've not seen Jesus W2 or first and third W2 go past, so I think there's probably been a bump by Jesus on first and third. And I've also not seen Keys or St. Ed's, so that's likely to be another bump. I guess we can confirm that in due time. But I did see Christ go past, and then that's as far as I've seen so far.
Yeah, I think they've had a bit of bad luck. I mean, when Andy was commenting about this part of the course, it was about on average roughly 4 or 5 bumps, but I was only able to witness one. I was really pretty much at the back of the course. I think you guys have been a bit more lucky this time around.
I've not witnessed any bumps, but I've witnessed a lot of boats not coming through, so I've been calling them. But it's gone awfully quiet here, so...
I can confirm that everything in front of Downing bumped out. So Downing rode over, or a technical row over or something, but I think St. Edmunds did bump Keys.
Rob, can I give you a rundown of the results?
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah.
Okay, so as I've called it, and I think as we've called it, Murray Edwards won, rode over supremely, Churchill W1 rode over, Lady Margaret W2 bumped Gutton W1, Emma and Sydney Sussex both rode over, Fitz W1 bumped Robinson W1, then I saw Homerton and Hughes, who I presume rode over, Jesus W2 bumped first and third W2, then we had Christ throw over, Newnham W2 bumped Pembroke W2, St. Ed's W1 bumped Keys W2, leaving Downing, who are just making their way past me now.
No, that's excellent. Well, thanks for recapping that. We'll just go that one final time before we return to the warmth of the lovely Cam FM studio. As you would have heard there, Murray Edwards made it through without any problems. Likewise, Churchill in second. Lady Margaret bumped Gurton. Then Emmanuel crossed over, then Sydney Sussex. Fitzwilliam were able to catch up on the Robinson crew and bump them. Homerton made it through safety sound along with Hughes Hall. Jesus were able to bump first and third. Christ, again, able to make it through unscathed. Newnham bumped Pembroke. And the final bump of the race, by the looks of things, was St. Edmunds on Keys. I think that's all the results. And over to you in the studio.
That sounds all very exciting and very confusing at the same time. I mean, it is the first day, and on the first day of Lent bumps, because these crews have generally, you know, changed bodies compared to last year, you do get most jostling around on the first day. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really tell what's going to happen according to the last year's results. I mean, it's basically an unfair race because the crews could change dramatically. I mean, there's nothing to say that there could be triple over bumps, whatever you like.
I
think it's fair to say that with this second revision, usually, it's like Andy said before, you don't expect to see too many bumps. The crews are very well prepared. They know what to expect. They keep their discipline. But lower down, we have seen there's been some very good entertainment, some good riverside action. Not really hear that every day. And anything else to add over at the end of the course, too?
Okay, well, as the numbers get lower, the races get faster. Hi there.
Mike?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just down on Longreach, and I've just witnessed a bump between Homerton and Sydney, right down at the end of Longreach. Just seen Sydney concede. They can add an overbump.
That'll be an overbump.
That's the third overbump of the competition.
In college, Homerton, they've done incredibly well. They had some brilliant results in the maze. But now, wow, that really is a terrific overbump. That will do them some big favours in this winning second division. I think we're due to have one final race here. But in the meantime, I'll let the studio play some music for you.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.